This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Now, I don't want to waste too much of your time. I want to turn things immediately over to you and Mike Bassett, because I understand that perhaps y'all have a fundamental disagreement about the balk yesterday.
Well, I don't know that it's a... Yeah, I guess maybe it's a disagreement. I don't know. Let's find out.
I don't think you should quit or give up if somebody is maybe giving location. I think that there's multiple ways to handle it as a man instead of just saying go to third base.
Okay, let me ask you, what's the difference between that then and defensive indifference when you give up a base because it matters not one bit?
That's
a 5-run game. I get.
But why not? Why not? Then why not balk him home? Why not drop the ball again? What's the difference between me on third base? You know what? I don't like runners being on base in the 10th inning. We're up by more than one run. I'm just going to drop the ball again so you can be off the base. So now no runners are on. Nobody on. Nobody out. Free inning.
Mike, the run scored, and no one's going to just give up a run.
What?
But it makes zero difference. The fact the run scored did not impact the game one bit. And I know we were texting off air. Your frustration is that, and I get it, your dad played in an era and you played in an era where when that stuff happened, guys got thrown at, tags were applied more violently, and I 100% get that. I was talking to Richard Justice before the game, and he said, he shared a story with me that happened to Roger Clemens once. He thought a guy was doing that at second. Roger Clemens turned, looked at him, and pointed to his head. And the message was sent. But we're not in that era. And this is not my opinion. This is just the reality that teams philosophically don't do that as much anymore. I was voted on your show, right? Like a few weeks ago, like second most likely to fight or something.
Facts.
All right, you know where I stand on this. I'm not afraid to get in a fight. But that's just the reality is guys don't do that. And I would also tell you that the fact that guys throw harder now than ever before and probably have worse command and control than ever before, if you told me a guy could throw at someone and you'd guarantee hit them in the butt cheek or whatever, fine. But you just don't have that guarantee. I would contend that Willie
even
Calhoun
better,
is,
even better. Hit him in the face. I bet they
Mike,
really
that's
stop
silly.
It.
Mike, that's stupid. You know how many, first of all, Let's ignore the fact that 100 miles an hour, and Jonathan Hernandez throws 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour at the head.
Roger threw that hard.
That's fine, Mike, but let's forget the fact that 100 miles an hour at the head could impact your life. Let's ignore that possibility, which is way more important than what I'm going to say. But I think I forget if it was Kirkchen or Jason Stark. Someone wrote a book a few years ago about 10 guys who got hit in the face with a ball and how their careers were never the same. And you know what? There are more than that, just those 10 guys. I would tell you, I don't think Willie Calhoun's ever been the same as a hitter since Julio Urías hit him in the face in spring training. And that wasn't 100, all right? That was 93 or whatever. But now you get to the fact that a guy taking a ball 100 miles an hour in the face, why are we putting someone in jeopardy physically over that? That's, to me, Mike, and I love you, and you know that.
Then stop stealing my signs. You're stealing my money on the mound, Jared.
That's a part of the game.
My money is getting a good ERA. You screw up my ERA by giving signs. I got to stop it.
You don't. First of all, that's an unearned run. It doesn't impact the ERA at all, if you want to be specific about that. Second of all, other teams have done it. All right, the Dodgers, the Rays, several teams did it last year. And you played in an era where people tried to pick up signs. All right, we're not talking about technology and
right,
trash cans.
Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley, who are great middle infielders, who knew all the different signs because they played second and short, so they were great at picking up signs, and sometimes they didn't relay it to Ryan Howard or Shane Victorino or Carlos Ruiz or Chris Utley or those guys or Aaron Rowan. What they do is use it to steal third base, and they were really great at it. What I didn't do is go, well, damn, they probably know my sign. I'm throwing a curveball here. I'm just going to drop the ball so they can go to third base.
But Mike, a couple things here. One, I think it is absolutely, and I get it. You know, we all our experiences are based on, you know, what we've, you know, endured in the past. And I know you grew up in an era, and your dad certainly did, where people would get hit. But your dad didn't play in an era where guys threw 100 miles an hour. You can say Roger Clemens threw hard, but let's check how many pitches he actually threw that were 98, 99, 100. Not nearly as many as guys.
Did you hear that CJ Nikowski said he's talked to the driveline people and you can add 3 miles an hour to everybody who threw in the 90s and early 2000s on how good the guns are now and picking it right out of the hand?
And then, okay, if that's the case, then maybe he did throw that hard, but it doesn't change the fact that 100 miles an hour to the face, that's dangerous.
Well, and I'm not saying do it, but if it happens, it really stops it. Nolan Ryan threw it at people's faces.
You literally, and you know, we've got
Kerry Wood threw it at my face in high school.
And we're smarter, Mike. We're not dumb like we were. Every day we are getting smarter. I shouldn't say that as a society, but in a lot of cases we are getting smarter. And it's not smart to just say, hey, yeah, so casually, I'm just going to throw 100 at your face.
Why not?
Your head.
Why not? AJ Hinch was a guy who I love. I wasn't fond of him lot because he set up down the middle a lot. And we'd be like, just throw to my kind of sides of the body. Why not? If Alex Bregman is the greatest stealer of location in the history of baseball, why not just have the catcher set up down the middle so he can't say where the ball's going?
Mike, fair question. That's a way better solution than let's throw at the guy's head. And I'd also say that, again, the balk when you're up 5 in extra innings makes no difference. The Dodgers and Rays did it when they were up 2. All right, it makes no difference. Absolutely no difference.
Okay,
the guy
then do it every time.
Anything.
Do it every time.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. You're up 5. Balk the guy every time.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I am enthralled by this conversation. We're going to have to go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.